Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mola, managing editor of eBizQ. And today I'm here with Ian Goldsmith. We're live at the Gartner AADI conference in Las Vegas. Ian Goldsmith is VP of Product Management at SOA Software. How are you doing today, Ian?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. Can you give me just a very brief background on SOA Software and then go into telling us about your new announcements that you're announcing at the show?
Sure. So SOA Software is a software company. We are about 9 years old, focused on the governance of service-oriented architecture, basically helping large organizations make sure that they plan, build, and run enterprise services. At the show, we've announced an initiative called Atmosphere, which is a unification of SOA, enterprise services, cloud computing, and cloud services governance. Basically making sure that companies are able to leverage cloud computing effectively in their SOA strategies and are able to evolve to the provisioning and consumption of services in the cloud as cloud services.
And I understand that you have a new tagline for your company. So can you tell us what the old one was and then go into the new one and why you changed it?
Sure. So the old tagline was unified SOA governance automation, which basically focused on enterprise SOA, enterprise services, and the consumption and provisioning of those. The evolution of the company towards this intersection of cloud computing, cloud services, and SOA has prompted us to change our tagline to unified SOA and cloud services governance, which really is symptomatic of the shift in the industry where we're really starting to see cloud becoming the evolution of SOA, and in many ways, SOA is the enabler of cloud. And what we mean by that is that companies that have an effective service-oriented architecture in place and have an effective SOA strategy and program for the provisioning and consumption of enterprise services are very well positioned to move some of those services into the cloud and to begin to consume services from the cloud as cloud services. Now, of course, today there are very few cloud services available for consumption. And we've got some very well-recognized examples like Salesforce.com and the Force.com platform. But what we expect to see is more and more key pieces of enterprise application systems moving into the cloud and being consumed by large enterprises as cloud services as part of their SOA strategy. So the product set that we're putting together under the Atmosphere brand will enable the provisioning and consumption of cloud services. It will help companies decide when they build enterprise services where they should run them. When you're looking at a piece of business functionality and exposing that as a service, should you take that piece of functionality and expose it via public cloud, via virtual private cloud, via your own dedicated data center infrastructure, or run it on the mainframe? And these are all the kinds of decisions that you have to make based on a set of metrics that you surface around the cost of various different platforms. For example, a simple 2-CPU server running in your data center probably costs you about $20,000 a year to operate. So the metrics show that there's a considerable saving to be achieved by running that in the cloud. However, there are issues you need to consider around data privacy, speed of light, bandwidth constraints, those sorts of things. And you need to understand all of the different criteria and metrics and requirements around the services before you can make an effective decision about where to run them.
Great. Now, just wrapping up, can you tell me why you're distinguishing between cloud services and cloud computing?
Sure. So cloud computing is a broad spectrum of infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service. Cloud services really focus on the top tier in software as a service, and specifically in the way that pieces of software functionality are exposed and consumed, whereas cloud computing is the entire platform. So while we do have integration with cloud computing, and particularly as we talk about the provisioning process and the planning process, so where a service is going to run and making the decision to run in, let's pick virtual private cloud as an example. So run in your own data center, but as a virtualized chunk of cloud. You make the decision to run it there, then in development, you need to manage the constraints around the service level expectations of the service and the service level constraints of the platform. And then operationally, we can monitor and manage the service interface and see changing performance metrics and use those to drive provisioning or deprovisioning of capacity in the cloud to essentially make the environment dynamic and agile. So that's the intersection of enterprise services and cloud computing. Cloud services are a different spectrum. That's really the focus on the provisioning and management of pieces of software functionality exposed as a service through the cloud. So rather than the infrastructure and platform elements, it's much more focused on the software tier.
Thanks for explaining that, and thank you for taking time out to talk today.
No, thank you very much.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.